Sometimes you want to laugh. For all the other times, there's this.
Connect to the Wi-Fi from next door. Because you know it's time for the Ash Kip and Lutzy podcast. 106.9.
Thursday morning.
Hey-o. What's going on?
Wow. It's pretty shocking news for those that are just starting the day. I know, well, I only heard it half an hour ago myself, this London terror attack. So
Did you hear about the... So what's happened is a guy's driven onto Westminster Bridge.
Yep.
And that's like the... Probably, you know, as far as pedestrians go, that's the bridge that leads over to Big Ben. That's right near Parliament. It's right in the centre of London. Driven up onto the curb. School children. There were French school children there on a tour. They've been injured, 20 people injured. He killed two people. Some people have jumped into the River Thames to just escape from it. He's then driven to Parliament. He's hopped out of the car at Parliament House, and an unarmed police officer has approached him. The guy had a knife. He stabbed this unarmed police officer, just doing his job, dead, killed him. And then he was shot dead. Including him, four people are dead. But there was a member of Parliament, Kip, who is a former soldier, and he raced in to help the police officer and administered CPR.
I didn't know that, yeah.
This member of Parliament, he administered CPR. You know, he's covered in blood. He's got blood all over him. And his brother, Toby or someone or other, this member of Parliament's name, he's a former soldier, so he's given service everywhere. His brother died in the Bali bomb attacks that we had.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, unbelievable. Phenomenal.
Yeah, we'll have more details on that whenever we get them throughout the show. We've also got Nova's 50 grand throwback cash pack. Still got big cash on the line with that one today.
Oh, no, you got the singlet on today because you got the weigh in.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how much extra do you think a t-shirt weighs?
Sleeves, mate.
Sleeves.
You're lucky I'm not nuding up.
Well, I mean, it's your prerogative. I mean, we wouldn't mind if you did.
You wouldn't mind, I would.
Sorry,
Kip.
Thanks, Ash. Speaking of skin. Yeah, a little confidence builder to start the day. Thanks, Angie.
Backhand from one Angie Anderson to start the day.
No, to be fair, I'd mine too.
Yeah. Ash, Kip
and Lutzy. Went down to Norths last night. Norse Devils.
Devs are going well this year.
Yeah, they're fourth on the ladder.
They're going very well, the mighty Devs.
Heading to Papua New Guinea for a pretty hectic road trip this weekend. And what's his name? Sandow. Is it Sandow?
Yeah.
Sandow. Looks like he might play this week for the Devs against PNG.
Really?
Which is great for them. So, yeah, going well, the mighty Devs. But I could just tell from
Don't you even start.
What?
If you tell me you won the meat tray or you won a raffle or anything like that.
We didn't.
Good.
Mum had number 57 last night and 47 won. So, but that started what ended up, what I could tell as I walked in, I was a bit late. I missed the main meat tray. And Mum had just missed out, so she missed out by 10, 47-57. I mean, oh my God.
Well, she can't blow up. You've won the meat tray.
I know. Well,
you have not bought a chop in 4 years.
It's actually true. Yeah, you end up making money out of the joint.
Yeah.
But, so Mum, we're walking in, and Mum had just missed out, so she was a bit sort of flustered, and I could tell something wasn't right. Then the old man's there, and they've changed the menu, which is a massive deal for my dad. But and it's a nice menu, but he's like, oh no, the seafood basket's now called the seafood plate.
Oh no.
So they bring it out in one of those wooden things now, the trendy sort of thing.
Yeah,
It's a flat sort of wooden
big
thing,
chopping board type of thing.
As opposed to a big
plate. Oh, right.
Yeah. He doesn't know what to do. That's
well, wouldn't it have come out in a basket if it was called the seafood basket? So it never came out.
It used to come out in some sort of basket situation, but now it comes out on a wooden thing.
And right.
That blows my dad's mind.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's okay with that because there's a couple of fresh prawns now and instead of the panko prawns. And so that's all good. But then I could still tell that something wasn't quite right between the two of them. And I was like, what's going on? And they said, we watched a movie today. So they're sitting at home at Boondall and they've sat down and they've Foxtel to watch a movie. And I said, oh, yeah, what'd you watch? And they went, Dad's like, it's horrifying. What did you watch? Mum's gone, snakes on a plane.
Oh, God.
We've watched, oh, David, oh, we've watched snakes on a plane.
Why are they upset?
they just, oh, it's horrifying. It's what happens. It's horrifying. Oh, and I don't think I've ever seen them. I've seen enough of them.
I watched about 5 minutes of it the other day.
I'm like, Samuel L. Jackson. Oh, he's a hero. And Dad wonders, which one's he? Which one's he? Dad, he's the black guy. Oh, there's a few. I can't remember which one it is.
He's the main guy, Dad.
He's the saviour. And then there's like, oh, and there's one bloke. Mum's like, oh, he's the one guy that saves it. They think he's done 2,000 hours of airtime. Turns out he's just been playing the Xbox. He hasn't flown a plane. He's just flown the Xbox for 2,000 hours. Or the other one, the PlayStation. Yeah, one of those two. That's all he's done. And I thought all I want to do is like get more out of him. I haven't seen him. I've seen enough to know that stuff happened to the toilet, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've gone. So I knowingly say, oh, I just would have gone to the toilet to get away from them. No! Mum starts it off. No, because, you know, there's two people in there and they're trying to join the club. You know, the club. The club thing.
The Mile High Club.
Yeah. So they're doing that and they're smoking the weed. I think they're smoking the weed, so they take the smoke detector off, and of course the snake comes out of there, doesn't it, and kills them. And then I know there's another incident. So there's a couple of toilets. That's where you know.
They can't all be smoking hooter in
there. If you leave the bloody thing on, the snakes can't get in. No, that's there's another bloke. He's just trying to chuck a piss. He's just chucking a piss.
Is he?
And the snake comes out of the toilet and grabs his old fella. So you can't. He didn't do it either. He just stuffed as well.
When they're upset, I thought maybe Hacksaw Ridge, seen Lion.
Snakes on a plane.
It's like, really got him riled up.
Dad doesn't think he can ever go to Ireland again. Eventually, they go to business class because they're all right.
Jess still at the table at the stage, or she walked off?
Jess is going, what the hell?
Jess, this is my family.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
I'm stressing, Kip, and I can't relax until I get to the bottom of this little mystery that I've got going on at the moment.
Right.
What's happening?
Well, since I got into my swimming and everything, I wear a Garmin watch. You know those watches that you see?
Yeah, no. Mine ran out of batteries in the New York Marathon. Yeah,
that's right.
Mine's...
You've got a good one, though.
Mine's awesome. Yeah. I went to the bathroom just before, started washing my hands, and I went, my watch isn't there. My watch is not... It's not there. I haven't taken it off.
You don't take it off to swim?
Mostly keep it on for. For when I'm swimming. I have not taken my watch off, and I just rang Jody just before we came on air, and I went, can you check the bed? The other night I woke up the other morning, and Jody said, what is that on your shoulder? And I was freaking out. I thought I had ringworm. Yeah, I had this perfect sort of circle on my shoulder, and I was like, oh God, it was disgusting. Anyway, what it was my wedding ring had come off during the night, and I'd slept on my wedding ring, and it had just made this real deep impression on my shoulder.
Just the ring itself, not an allergic reaction. I thought you might
I was pressing against my wedding ring.
Had it come off, or did you have a dream about being single?
No.
Just taking it off in the middle of the night?
Yeah. No, I've got to get it resized, actually. But I just said to Jody, can you check the bed? Maybe, I don't know, how the hell my watch would have come off in the middle of the night. Not in the bed. So somewhere or other, my watch has fallen off. Mm. How the bloody hell does that happen?
I don't know. It's almost impossible. One of the kids has flogged it.
What are they? One of those magicians that can take it off without me noticing it?
Well, a kid taught me at school. I stole my mum's watch once when I was still at school.
What? So by doing that little...
sleight of hand, holding my mum's hand and then, averting her eyes away and being able to do it. There is a way. A guy called Chris Iacovella taught me at school how to steal a watch. It's pretty easy to do. I wouldn't rule it out. Archie's a little leaving criminal.
Little urchin, you think? He's going to be one of those little...
He's going to be a little rugby league playing.
What, thief? is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Talk about your mystery with your lost Garmin watch, Ash.
Yeah.
It's just gone. So have you checked your car ever?
No, before? I'm going to have to do that over the news.
Might be somewhere down there.
But you know when you just can't fully focus?
Yeah.
You know, that was a friend of mine, that thing. It was on me all the time. I just don't want to lose it.
Steve out of Birkdale. Have you got the same watch, Steve?
I do, yes.
What do you mean? You got my watch? Can I have it back?
No. No, I've got the little Garmin watches too, and the little plastic bands broke about twice on me.
Yeah, see, I reckon that, because that's the thing, you do so much sport in them, don't you? I mean, that's the whole idea of them. So they get wet and then they get sun, and so the plastic would go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not looking good for you, Ash.
Yeah.
Could be gone, your little friend.
Yeah, might be gone. Hey, speaking of little friends, can we do some Northern Territory news?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's been a big week. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
And now it's time for the Northern Territory news.
Haven't done this in a while, but they throw out some good gear, the NT News. It could be the best newspaper in Australia. There's a
undoubtedly.
There's a picture of a bloke, like, and he just looks like a Darwin local.
Yeah.
He's got the handlebar mustache that's all grey, but it comes all the way down. Like
past his chin.
Yeah. He just looks like a Northern Territory character, this bloke.
Like a serial killer.
He just look at him. He looks like fun.
That's a fun one.
If you were to say, what state or territory does this bloke live in?
Yeah, he's Northern Territory.
Northern Territory. Yeah. Steve Johnson.
Gee, it's thick, that mo.
Yep. And he says, when the fishing gets tough, this is the Northern Territory news, Steve Johnson pulls out the big guns, a penis-shaped lure which guarantees a wet catch. Like, that doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense. They're just having fun there.
Yeah.
The Palmerston fisherman was fishing in the Elizabeth River Bridge recently. He was having a shocker, so he decided to pull out the old faithful penis-like lure, which he got from a novelty store. Within minutes, he caught a rock cod on his special lure, and then a second later, he caught another one. He says he hasn't needed to use the lure since catching the two rock cod, but he knows it's always there if he needs a helping hand.
It's
got a picture of the lure, and yes, it is. It's just a penis with a hook in it.
Yep.
And a rock cod on the end of it.
So that's the story. The story is a man used a penis-shaped lure to catch a fish.
And that's like, that gets prime time. That gets real good real estate in the Northern Territory news.
Well, it's been alongside in recent times, horny roo stalks NT women.
Ooh.
Now, this is the brawny kangaroo that's been seeking love of late in the Northern Territory, in a Northern Territory town. The well-endowed macropod has been hanging around the honeymoon ranges in Tennant Creek.
The well-endowed macropod.
How do you know how well, if it's well-endowed?
Well, I'll tell you in a sec, but look at him. He's just sitting there. He's got a picture of him sort of lazing back like he's doing a piece for, I don't know, whatever
GQ magazine.
GQ. One resident who walks along the bike track to Marianne Dam regularly said she realised she was being followed early one morning. Turned around and saw this big kangaroo behind me, so I hastened my steps. Seemed a bit odd, but I continued walking, didn't think much of it. Then on the return walk, he was waiting there for me again with his male pride on full alert.
Oh, wow.
So he's got a massive erection, and he starts circling it.
All right.
And then when other people came
over... That would actually be terrifying.
Yeah, he's
absolutely
huge.
Terrifying. When other people sort of come around, he bounds off. Because he doesn't want any peace, but once anyone else turns around... So, and then the Jolly Jumper made another appearance...
Jolly Jumper.
..at a recent nighttime Speedway meeting. So he's gone to the Speedway.
Well, has he?
Yeah, just switched up what sort of clientele he's looking for.
That's very Northern Territory. Go to the Speedway.
Yeah, to the Speedway. Just
look for action.
Yeah.
Just sits up on the hill.
Waiting for an accident.
Just waiting for an accident.
Like the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
We love doing this from time to time when it pops up. And this time it affects Ed Sheeran. They're saying that Ed Sheeran may have... not stolen, but borrowed a bit of a song for that big hit, Shape of You.
Like 10 weeks at number one or something like that?
I think longer. I was listening to Smallsy over the weekend, and he was saying that this year, 2017, Australia has only had one number one song.
Yeah.
And it's been Shape of You.
Wow.
But there's evidence now suggesting that he may have, what do you say, lifted, borrowed, stolen?
Sampled. Okay.
From another song. So we've got the side by side, the comparison next.
All right, good.
Ash Kip and Lutzy.
The interesting thing about this Ed Sheeran story with his big hit Shape of You is that he's actually adjusted the writing credits. So he's kind of acknowledging that maybe there might be a bit of a problem here. He had Ed Sheeran wrote the song, and
we all know Shape of You.
Yeah, massive, yeah.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body.
So the accusation is there was a song 20 years ago, No Scrubs. It was called No Scrubs by a band called TLC.
That wasn't 20 years ago. Oh, my gosh, that makes me feel old.
Yeah, 20 years ago. Can you believe that,
That's
Ian?
Crazy.
Yeah, I remember I was in primary school and I was like, oh, yeah, that song's all right.
I remember that, though. It doesn't sound...
Have a listen. No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me.
No, I'm on it.
Try the other one.
I don't know.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body.
No, I don't think that's
close
enough.
Well, have a listen. There's someone that did a mashup of the two, so have a listen.
Girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, I don't want no scrub. The scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. Yeah.
Same song.
Nah.
No, come on.
I think that's a good effort, but that's Russ does that with 40 different songs on a Sunday.
Well, Kip.
Yeah, anyone can do that.
Kip?
Yes?
Nova's been mashing up for years.
Why, why has he now adjusted the writing credits to include the writers of Scrubs onto that?
That is strange. I'll give you that.
Your Honor?
I don't think he had to.
I rest my case.
Did he really put TLC on the...
Yes. Yep.
The writing credit.
He shouldn't have. I don't think
he's included the writers of No Scrubs.
I feel sorry for musicians these days. Like, surely there's, I don't know music, but there's only so many scores and melodies.
Chords,
and, yeah.
Chords and that. Yeah, absolutely.
I remember saying that to some bloke once. The exact same thing with my brain. I was going, there's got to come a point when all the melodies have been invented. Mm. Like, there can be no more tunes.
It's like fashion. There's only, you know.
No, but do you know, Ange, that... it was like in the 1800s or something or other, somebody came out and said, well, you don't have to do patents anymore because everything that's been invented has been invented.
There's nothing more
that can be invented.
Yeah, right.
Was this before planes and stuff? Or
yeah, this was like... they didn't even have colour
television.
Nothing
is ever going to fly.
Yeah. It's definitely before birds. Before iPhones and all of us. Yeah, okay.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Can we just have a look? I know your weigh-in's about half an hour from now, Kip.
Yeah.
Your progress so far. Kip's getting married in...
Two to three weeks.
Yeah, 2.5.
2.5 weeks now. I guess it was about a month ago you decided to go on this quest to lose weight?
Yeah.
92.6 kilo. That was where he officially started, even though he'd lost weight before then, but we don't know how much.
Started this month.
Yes.
So he was 92.6 at his first weigh-in. He lost 2.4 kilos straight away.
It was crazy.
To 90.2.
Yeah.
Then last week he stumbled.
Yeah.
And that happens.
Mm.
He had some internal problems.
He had some internal issues.
Well, he was stockpiling, let's just say that.
We didn't
for about
come
five,
on.
For 5 days. Yes.
Well, we have to explain it because you put on... He put on exactly a kilo because his last official weigh-in, he was 91.2. So his overall weight loss so far is, well, it's only 1.4 now because you lost the over 2 and then 1.4. So
I'll tell you, there's one fellow that's not too mad, not too keen on you losing weight is Mark from Woolvalla. Because he's done your suit.
Yeah, that's
he's
right.
Like, tell him to stop losing weight because the suit fitted you 2 weeks ago.
The tailoring, yeah.
You look like bloody, what's his name? Old Puff Daddy or something. In one of those old overfitting 80s suits the way you're
baggy
going.
The baggy one, yeah.
So 91.2, you know, your goal was to get to 88 in 2 weeks' time. So you'd be hoping for what, low 90s today?
I need to be in the 90s.
Definitely 90 point something.
Yeah.
And if you're in the 80s, then you're almost there.
Yeah, almost there. But I don't know. I feel like I've been going hard, but I don't know. We'll see.
And he obviously thinks sleeves weigh a lot of...
They do.
Yeah. They must.
What's he wearing downstairs? I haven't had a good look.
I haven't had a look downstairs. What do you got downstairs?
Gym shorts. Did you remember
your good undies?
I'm wearing pretty good underpants. So
right,
you're going to
take... There was one day when he couldn't take his pants off because I don't know what he was packing underneath, but he wasn't comfortable taking it off in front of
us. They must have been shockers.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
So we had on Tuesday night, I got mum and dad, and they booked this ages ago with us. They said, come up to the coast for dinner. They're at Kawana,
right,
on the Sunshine Coast. So I said, you know, you and Amber come up for like a pre-wedding dinner, because this is probably the only time we'll see you before the wedding. And then as we got a bit closer to it, mum, I could tell that there was more happening than just a simple dinner. There was more things involved. I didn't know exactly what, but I knew that, you know, we had to make sure we were there by a certain time and things like that. So obviously there was plans afoot.
Right. Was it meant to just be like a family, sort of big deal, nice casual, come around to mum's for dinner?
In my phone, that's what I had, dinner at mum and dad's. And that's all I said to Amber, hey, we've got this dinner. We'll just have it at mum and dad's house, so we're just going to go and see everyone. But that day, I don't know what happened on that Tuesday. It was a stressful day. And then it turned out that her parents, you know, we got wind that her parents were going to be at this dinner.
Oh.
Right. So there's obviously been communication happening outside of us. So mums have been calling.
You've got a mingling of the...
Yes. Yeah.
What I know from... It's Paul, isn't it, your dad?
Yeah.
What I know from Paul is there's a flamboyancy to him. I remember the first time I met him, I thought, who's this rooster?
When did you ever meet him? I don't think I've ever met him.
I met him before I met Kip, I think.
Yeah, you guys are sort of in some weird incestuous situation
going with we're cousins.
Yeah. Cousin. I still don't understand that.
We're kissing cousins. And I remember thinking, this little bald-headed fella, he's a flamboyant rooster.
Yeah.
He rocked in, he sort of soireed into the room.
And, yep.
Aha! That's a bit of that sort of business about.
And swan around.
Yeah, so I thought, who's this bloke? Yeah, so this is your dad.
Yeah, so they're all organising things. I don't know what's going on, and I went to the dentist on Tuesday, so I had my teeth whitened, so my teeth are in a bit of pain, I'm in the car.
Oh, this is just a couple of days ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we're driving up, and...
Well, what did Amber's mum say to Amber?
Well,
she's keeping that
kayfabe. Amber's mum said something, and Amber's mum doesn't necessarily do well in social situations, and so she was getting highly strung about what's happening.
Are they talking... The in-laws talking.
My mum and her mum have become friends.
Okay. Yeah, remember one point they hadn't really...
They hadn't met for ages. They were chatting, but Amber's mum all of a sudden on the day, you know, she's been on a lot of plans previously, but now on the day she's purling out. And she's transferring her stress directly to Amber, who is then transferring her anger directly at me.
At you.
Right.
In the car as we drive up. And I was tired and I had my teeth, and so I'm getting angry back. And we're having this ridiculous argument, and then
Amber didn't drop a football at touch footy the night before, did she?
This could be nothing serious.
Yeah.
But to the point that, you know,
there's a lot of stress.
Yeah, and we never get angry at each other, but we were, and was like, and we haven't got angry about anything for the wedding until eventually we had to say, can we just agree that we're angry at everyone else but us right now? And I'm not angry at you. You're not angry at me.
Everybody else sucks except for us.
Yeah. So let's just be a team and we'll be fine. So we agreed on that and we got over it all. But then I was tired. We got to the coast and I thought, I just can't do this. I can't do this right now. I need to have a nap. I said, can I just pull over somewhere?
What time is it?
It was maybe four or five o'clock.
What time? But you know, if you're under the strict instructions from mum.
Yeah, but they said, you know, make sure you're there by six. And I said, look, we've got time. Let's just pull over.
We'll just relax. In the car?
Yeah. I could just wind the seat back. I don't know. I was just freaking out. I was just like, I just need to have a nap. And then, so I pulled over and I literally, I got the seat, I got the electric seat and I'm going, gungy, and I've literally got it back down.
Yeah.
And then my phone rings and it's dad. And I thought, oh. All right, I'll get it. I'll just see. You know? I said, hello. And he's gone. Now, mate, couple of things. Mum needs salmon because Natasha, this is my cousin Natasha. Natasha doesn't eat meat.
Natasha there?
That's exactly what I said. I said, what's she doing? And I know that she's got kids and she's got a husband. There's a whole situation.
It's a whole thing.
So Natasha's there. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
That's right. So straight away my chair. I come back. And what else he goes? And I need you to call me beforehand because the kids want to come out and do a dance when you arrive.
What the hell? Right. What is
there? And I'm like, what? Is this
Samoan?
Yeah, is this whole thing?
What are they doing a traditional dance
for? Yeah, I don't know. They wanted to dance. They wanted to be excited to be out in the front.
It's all part of the hungy.
It's all part of the thing.
Right, so now I'm dropping in to pick up salmon, and we arrive, and I did the call beforehand, and the three girls have come out, my nieces, and they're all dancing in the driveway.
Was the dance good, or was it choreographed?
No, it was
random,
terrible,
arms
random, just arms.
Terrible,
pathetic. Someone doing a cartwheel.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
Terrible dance. But there was all that. Welcome and surprise. It's your kitchen tea? Whatever the hell that is. I don't even know what that is. So we all
got. Where's the salmon?
It was. I had the salmon. Oh, I brought out the salmon. And so there was like, I don't know, 20, 25 relatives. Everyone's there. Oh, Amber's parents have arrived. Amber's mum's pearling out. Everyone's running around. There's dancing going on. It was so stressful. And look, it turned out okay. But then, of course, I got my weigh-in like 2 days later. Everyone's coming around going,
every week.
I know. There's cakes. There was pavlova. There was wine, beer. And I had to say no to everything. Yeah. I had a piece of mackerel. Which I grilled, and that was that and some salad. That's all I ate. Everyone's eating garlic bread. My brother's going, just one beer is not going to hurt you, as he sucks down his pure blonde. I'm going, no, mate, I can't have any. I'm being full on here. So if I don't get a result in this weigh-in in 20 minutes,
so you're going to blow up.
I'm going to blow up deluxe because I have sacrificed.
Yeah, you've made the sacrifice.
Yeah. And I needed a beer at that moment.
That sounds stressful.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's awesome that parents put that on.
Yeah.
But you got such a more active social life than me, because I felt stressed for you when you were telling that story, because I'm like, you got to work the next day.
Yeah.
And you're in there.
Yeah, you're not
like,
even
you got to work.
Brisbane.
You're still going
to,
like...
Yeah, trying to wrap that up at 10:30 on the Sunshine Coast, going, we have to go
drive home.
Oh,
my God. Oh,
full on. I couldn't even have a coffee because my stupid white teeth.
Where do you get salmon from? You stop at Aussie World.
Ash, Kip and Lassie. There ain't no time for takeout staying in. Cause Kip's getting married and today is his way in.
All right. See how serious Skip is about this weigh-in, is that he races to the bathroom just to make sure that he's expelled everything
straight
before
over.
He weighs in.
Like quick pee, I don't need that.
Those grams are vital to him.
Yeah, well,
you're like Manny Pacquiao.
I just got no confidence at the moment I've been perfect, but I just don't feel like it's, I don't know.
Really?
I'm feeling lean, like I look in the mirror and I feel like I'm definitely losing some fat, but I don't know if it's necessarily going to show on the scales. I've been my gym. I go to Sustain, and they did a full pinch test for me. Grant did a full skin folds.
How you going there?
A couple of weeks ago. I haven't done the next one, but
right,
he did the skin folds at the start. So I think that might.
Well, I'm confident
help.
You're going under 91 kilograms here, which is you haven't been under since week two. You went just above that last week, so I think anything under 91 here is a win.
Yeah. Started at 92.6, was 91.2 after a bit of a blowout last week. So here we go. Whiteman looking to be 88 kilos in 2 weeks' time for his big wedding.
Down to his undies.
He's on his undies. He's got
his singlet.
He's
got his camel. hang on.
All right, not bad.
What is it?
Yeah, well, hang on.
What
is
it?
Come back to the mic. I think I saw it. It was upside down, but...
90.3.
So
we're back on track.
90.3.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
back to week two, sort of.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah. Okay.
That's better. It's not...
But you need to keep it off this time.
Yeah, I know. I can't bounce back next week.
So all up, you've lost 2.3 kilos in 2 weeks.
That's a good result. I think that week two was a little bit of an anomaly. You know how occasionally you get this weird one where you go down a little bit?
Yeah.
And like now I think you're back on a level playing field.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I've got no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't you have your bucks this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're going to lose it at your bucks.
I know, yeah. But I don't know.
Where's your bucks?
I'll tell them to get the aircon off at Honeybees. Maybe then you can sweat it out.
No, Honeybees is stratty. I'll be right. Ash, Kip
and Lottie. Have we got time to do this Andrew Rochford stuff here, the Dr. Andrew Rochford?
Yeah, before top five, yeah.
You want to do this?
Yeah.
Now, Lutzy, I want you to be honest about this, okay?
Yeah.
Because you are the man that can comment on this in this team, okay? What happened yesterday? Dr. Andrew Rochford, what TV shows is he on? They all get blended into the same.
You see him a lot on The Project. He was on something else.
Yeah, I don't know what he's on at the moment, but
he's
the resident medic on Channel 10.
Yeah, and they brought him on Biggest Loser for doctor advice.
Yeah, we all know who he is.
Yeah,
he's got that sort of silver fox grey hair sort of look going on.
Yeah.
He has got a 10-year-old son.
That 10-year-old son has got red hair.
Yep.
And his name name is Archie. Okay.
Wow.
Oh.
Yesterday, Dr. Andrew Rochford posted an emotional Instagram message about his 10-year-old son Archie.
Yes.
Who he says is being bullied at school for having red hair.
Right.
He says, when he comes to me, this is when Archie comes to the doctor, to his dad,
yes,
and says he's been called a effing ranger, targeted for something he cannot change. I am broken. He tells me, don't worry, Dad, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm sick of the hypocrisy and the intolerance. He went on to say, to all of those who think it's funny to discriminate and bully someone for something they cannot change,
yep,
you are no better than a racist or a homophobe.
Yeah.
To all who correct think it's funny to discriminate and bully someone for something they cannot change, well, yeah, I'll just repeat, I've repeated yep that, you are as shallow and ignorant and pathetic as all the other narrow-minded bigots that inhabit our beautiful planet. So, take a effing long, hard look at yourself, because if you perpetuate victimization in your house, your workplace, or on a stage, or on the radio, or mm-hmm television, you are the problem. You.
Yeah.
The sad 13-year-old boys that are picking on my son weren't born so horrible. They have learnt this from you. Hmm. So he really is. He is saying that picking on someone for having red hair, there's no different to being a racist, being a homophobe, and blah, blah, yep blah.
And
Layla, your thoughts as a redhead.
Well, Layla McKinnon from one of the other networks, Channel 9, mm, pretty much mirrored those thoughts. She wrote a whole blog on it because her kids are fully blown ginger as well. And she says that all she gets is when the little kid was a baby, that people would go, oh, it's got red hair. And it's like, what else do you say that for? You don't say that if they got, oh, that's a brunette.
Brunette.
Like, it's the only way. It's the discrimination you get even as a kid.
Well, sometimes I saw a little baby the other day. I said, look how blonde he is. You know, you do.
Sydney and Archie have got the blondest hair, and they get comments on that. But I want to know, Lutzi, as a redhead. Now, thankfully, on this show, we've never made fun of you for having red hair. But I'm just wondering, in your life, no, and I'm being serious. Like, does this, strike a chord with you?
Well, you're talking right now to a guy that is flying to Melbourne next month to be the chair, the MC of a Ginger Pride rally. Over 2,000 people, the redheads, are joining forces for
that. Isn't that fun? Like, aren't we just completely going crazy here that's just in
Layla McKinnon says, what about the strangers who feel free to tell mums and dads they always said if they had a baby with red hair, I'm quoting Layla McKinnon here, if they had a baby with red hair, they would flush it down the toilet.
Oh, gee.
That's Layla McKinnon saying that. She said, I'm not overly sensitive, but that's a little rude, wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
if someone in the fact equated your baby to a turd, how would you feel? This is Layla McKinnon writing this, so she's fired up as well about it.
That is insensitive.
What is?
Saying that's unbelievable. Yeah.
She's saying, let's ditch the word ranger. Generally, I love Australianisms, but ranger is almost always used offensively, and it's such an ugly sounding word. Please do feel free to tell the kids their hair is beautiful. But they're probably going to need a bit of hair confidence.
Yeah, I'm sick of hearing about Layla McKinnon.
Slather themselves in sunscreen.
What about you, mate? I'm asking you. Yeah, like, what do you think about it? Like, I mean, I
can honestly say life, and particularly as a kid, I can't remember one time being victimised as a ginger.
Right.
So yeah, I can't remember. I honestly can't remember one time that someone said, you're a ranger in a way. They went, oh, that hurt.
You know my mate Chutz. Like, I'll talk about my mate Chutz.
Yeah.
Like, his name's Leroy. We call him Chutz because at school he's got red hair, like Chutnut.
And Chutz just sort of
stuck. But in no way, like, if he could have been called a ranger, but no way do I consider myself as bad as a racist or a homophobe for making light. I wouldn't say it's bullying. I would say it's making light of Chutz or you or Lutzi for having red hair.
But I reckon though, because The anger that came out of Dr. Rochford in that thing, that's because his kid's been bullied at that moment.
And I get that. Like,
he'd be furious and wanting to hurt someone. Like, he'd be wanting to protect your kid.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than your kid. And that gets on, when that happens, all you want to do is fire up. So I get it.
And I blame Chris Lilly.
Who's that?
For the term Ranger?
What, yeah. Summer High Tide?
Yeah, yeah. Ranger. That's where it started to become cool again.
Yeah.
Didn't it? Did it not?
It did. It was fun, though.
Go to Luke out of...
See? Now you're doing it!
Out of Burp and Gary. Well, the phones are lit up, so people want to have their say on it. Yes, Luke, what are your thoughts?
So, I don't know if you watch Foxtel, Fox Sports, but the Professor Rochford is actually his brother.
Ah.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
Is it?
And his whole job is to take the piss out of people, whether it be their hair colour or how they play or, you know, their off-field dramas.
Right.
I did not realise the Professor was his brother.
Yeah.
Has he ever had a go at Rangers? The Professor?
Oh, he has a go at everyone. Luke says, I mean, that's his whole job. Yeah, right. and then that's a dangerous line when you say, well, listen, you can make fun of these people, but this is just not funny.
Where do you draw the line?
Oh, hang on. Have a look.
Yeah. It's a grey area. It's a ginger area.
Nova, who was this? Out of Raceview?
This is Ginger from Raceview.
Ginger,
yep.
What's your story, Ginger?
I think you would absolutely be delusional if you thought that you weren't teased for having red hair when you were a kid.
Hmm.
I don't know how many times as a kid I was told I was a redheaded you-know-what.
But yeah, I don't know. I honestly can't remember it.
But you've embraced it. It says here that you've changed your name to Ginger.
I have. And my son's got red hair, but I tell you, I was like the fun of all jokes, my red hair. And then as we got older, I watched all the girls in my class dye their hair red.
Yeah, right.
Is that right?
And now you've embraced it, called yourself Ginger.
Yeah, see, I was incredibly popular still. I just want to make that really clear from the outset.
Tell me more about Layla McKinnon. Ash, Kip and Lutzy. Foggy says, just to cap on that Andrew Rochford stuff, Foggy says, harden up. Name calling's been around forever. Australia's becoming the greatest bunch of babies instead of learning to laugh at ourselves.
Yep, and again. The redheads are the worst at it.
Oh, here we go. Wow. Ash, Kip
and Lutzy. Got to give credit to John on Facebook.
Credit where it's due, Kip.
On the back of my ginger comment just a few seconds ago.
What did he say?
He said, how did that compliance meeting go yesterday?
Oh, yes. We actually had that discussion outside the meeting with the lawyer.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What, about gingers?
Yeah, about gingers. And whether they were...
Really?
Discriminate against them.
Yeah, what did the compliance law say?
Well, she said it was a fine line. It was in that same sort of thing. What's the, you know, there's a difference. I mean, we're not a race.
No. She's also Scottish.
She's Scottish,
so
yes.
She's grown up. Yeah.
Oh, let's stop that. Stop that. Stop it all.
She was angry that one of us, might have been you, Ashley, branded all of them together as one. We said English and Scottish were the same people.
Yeah.
She wasn't happy with that.
No, we'll stop that. Stop that.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy. Most of us, I guess, would have slept through the moment the terror attack happened in London, which was last night for us, but I think it was about... just after midnight, late afternoon for people
London
in
London. Time, 2:30 p.m. They're calling it a multi-pronged attack, I guess, because it happened on the bridge, on Westminster Bridge, and then continued on. But it's claimed the lives of four people, including the suspected attacker.
Yeah, and an unarmed police officer who, so the guy's driven over the bridge, and people were jumping off the bridge. Mm. There were school kids from France there that were injured, among the injured.
I would have been on that bridge 2 months ago when we were there. I mean, that's where you see Big Ben.
That's right there, isn't it?
London Eye. If you're on the London Eye, you'd be seeing all the live action, I guess.
Yeah.
It should be horrifying.
Because it's right in the centre.
Yeah.
So the guy that's behind the wheel has then driven up towards Parliament. He's hopped out of the car. Unarmed policeman has tried to take him down. Like, think of the life of a policeman. Like, the bloke just rocked up today. It was another day at work. He didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah, it's telling tourists to move on and whatever else. That's his job.
The first responders are just in our community. They are the studs, Lutzy. Mm. They are the studs. We talk about the studs. Our first responders are the studs. And this poor bloke is a copper in London. Another day at work, dead. Mm. He's dead. Yeah. Some dick has gone out there and stabbed him.
Mm.
But the other guy who's a hero is... So everyone's running away from that because that's what the police were telling you to do. Get away from the carnage. Scatter. Yeah. Move. Scram. Get out of here.
And that's probably your instinct anyway, isn't it?
Exactly. But the foreign officer, the foreign office minister... in London.
So like a parliamentarian.
Parliamentarian is a bloke called Tobias Elwood.
Yep. Now, Tory MP.
This Tobias Elwood, he didn't run. He didn't scatter. He didn't scram. He ran to the policeman. Huh. And he started administering CPR and mouth-to-mouth to this wounded policeman in the wake of the terror attacks and tried to save him. He wasn't able to do that, but he was right there, covered in blood.
Mm.
Now, this bloke, who is a minister, as you said, Lutzi, is a former British Army officer.
Mm.
He raced in to help the officer who'd been attacked. And this guy, it's not the first time that he's been affected by terrorist attacks, because his brother, his own brother, died in the Bali bombings.
He died in it. My goodness.
His brother was down here in our neck of the woods at the Bali bomb, and the bomb went off.
Yeah.
He lost his brother. And he served in the British Army. And well, this guy's, you know, I mean, he's a champion out of all of this as well.
Yeah, but no news has come through yet, as far as I know, about affiliations with the guy that who was shot eventually.
They haven't identified the attacker terrorist at this stage. The motive for the attack is unknown.
Well, I heard Channel 9 had identified the attacker, the suspected attacker. He's dead at the scene.
Mm.
I was listening to...
I don't know his name and stuff. I mean, I haven't identified his actual identity.
Well, I heard on radio at 5 o'clock this morning, somebody was, whether or not that's been confirmed or not.
Hmm.
Anyway, stand by for that.
Indeed.
Ash, Kip and Lassie.
The top five songs from the last 5 years, so the biggest hit from each year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is an all-time low for Ashley, I believe.
I think it is, and I've had plenty of lows, as you know, but I think this could be my worst effort of all time.
The weekly top. To Ash, Kip and Lutzi's weekly top five countdown. This week, counting down the biggest songs of the past 5 years. 2016. Chainsmokers featuring Halsey, Closer, performed by producer Sam.
Stay.
Oh, yeah.
And play that Blink 182 song that we beat the death in Tucson. Okay.
There it is.
I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car. 4 years, no call, and now I'm looking pretty in a hotel bar, and I can't stop.
Ouch.
No, yeah. I can't stop.
2015. Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, performed by Kip.
Girls hit your hallelujah.
Oh, here we go.
Girls hit your hallelujah. Girls hit your hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to ya. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to ya. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to ya. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on.
2014. Pharrell Williams, Happy, performed by Lutzi.
I'm a hot air balloon. Whoa. I could go to space. With the air like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines, performed by Boss KJ.
Okay, now he was close. Try to domesticate you.
Yeah.
But you're an animal, baby, it's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. You don't need no papers. That man is not your maker. And that's why I'm gonna take a good girl.
Oh, yeah! KJ!
I want it. I know you want it.
That's good.
I know you want it. You're a good girl. Can't let it get past me. You're far from plastic. Talk about getting blasted. Hate these blurred lines.
That's
Ralph. Gaudier featuring Kimbra. Somebody that I used to know. Performed by Ash.
But you didn't have to cut me off. Make out like it never happened and that we were nothing. And I don't even need your love. But you treat me like a stranger and it feels so rough. Didn't have to stoop so low. Have your friends collect your records and they'll change your number. I guess I didn't need you now. Now you're just somebody that I used to blow.
Find out if Ash can hold the top spot. If Ash can let Lutzy's weekly top five countdown. Ash, Kip, and Lutzy.